The following is a rebroadcast of a live program.
What we do in life echoes in eternity.
You will once again be fighting for our freedom, not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live.
From the WSFI studio in Libertyville, Illinois, this is Pro-Life Today with your host, Joe Scheidler.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this very special episode of Pro-Life Today. My name is Bill Snyder, and I have our host of Pro-Life Today with me from the Monroe Street Palmer House, where he is picketing the Planned Parenthood National Abortion Conference. And so, Joe Scheidler, thank you for being here on the air via phone with all of us here on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio for this live break-in coverage on WSFI.
Well, Bill, it's an honor to be on and to tell you what's going on down here. We are at the Palmer House, right in front of it. There are about 30 pro-lifers holding graphic signs because we have to show what Planned Parenthood does to babies. And we're passing out a flyer on a bright pink paper. It has a picture of a baby that's been diced up like a cattle, you know, like they do a cow, with dollar signs on different parts of its body, because Planned Parenthood sells the body parts of babies that they abort alive. They have to be alive when they take these parts. It's gruesome. People know about this now all over the country. But here at the Palmer House today, Planned Parenthood, which is the nation's largest abortion chain, doing about a third of all the abortions in the country, is co-hosting a family planning conference. And there are big names here. We just saw Dr. Carhart go in. He's one of the big late-term abortionists. Then we have a Dr. Mark Nichols. He was the man that paved the way for bringing RU486, the French abortion pill, to the United States. And so we're here passing out a flyer to all the hundreds and hundreds of people going by on Monroe Street in Chicago to tell them what's going on in the hotel, that they're talking about new methods of abortion, and they're sort of, in a way, consoling each other, telling each other that abortion is fine and dandy. There's nothing really wrong with it. Unfortunately, it takes a life. Every abortion takes a life of a living human being, and that's known generally as murder. So we have a great group here. My son Eric, of course, has been handing out the signs and the flyers and giving talks as people go by to let them know why we're here.
Excellent.
So we're very impressed with the number of people. You know, coming to downtown Chicago is not a piece of cake. You have to come in from the suburbs, wherever you live, pay enormous parking fees. We usually pay about $35 just to park for an hour down here in the Loop. But I'm very impressed by the 30 people that have come, and they're on both sides of the street, holding these large graphic signs. Now, this sign is about my height, almost 6 feet, and it's got a large picture of a baby. We have a first trimester abortion, second and third, because we know that abortion is legal for the full term of pregnancy. A woman can have an abortion on the day that she's supposed to deliver. And we know from what the Supreme Court said in the Doe v. Bolton decision, that you can have an abortion for any health reason, and health covers anything. Even if a woman would be just not in the mood or not the right time or has too many children or doesn't want children, she can have an abortion anytime. And they do have people seem to know some of us. I guess we've been around long enough that they know our names. People I don't recognize will go by and say, "Hi, Joe, keep up the good work." And some people say other things.
Of course. For our listeners, you are listening live to WSFI's coverage of the picket at the Planned Parenthood National Abortion Conference at the Monroe Street Palmer House in downtown Chicago. You're listening to the voice of Joe Scheidler. He is our ordinary host of Pro Life Today, which is a local program on WSFI Catholic Radio. Joe, is there anybody there with you that you would like to...
Well, you know, my son Eric is right here. Maybe he could. You could ask him a few questions about this. He's planned the whole...
Sure, let's
and,
talk...
I'm going to turn the phone over to him.
Sure,
this
that's
is
great.
Eric Scheidler, my son.
Eric Scheidler here, Bill. Glad to talk to you.
Hey, great. Thanks so much for talking with me here on WSFI Live here on Pro Life Today. Eric, why don't we just talk about the organization of this picket and how it came about?
Well, you know, I can't tell you everything because we've got folks whose privacy we want to respect. But I can tell you that the abortion industry tried to keep this meeting completely secret. We know that they don't want anyone to shine a light on what they're doing. This is just the kind of meeting that David Zeleiden and the Center for Medical Progress were able to infiltrate during their months of undercover investigation of Planned Parenthood's abortion baby parts harvesting scheme. So, you know, they really try to keep us from coming anywhere near these things or knowing where they are. We knew this event was taking place, but we did not know where. But we were able to find out thanks to, I'll just say, having the right person in the right place at the right time. And then we're able to come out here and expose the reality of what they're doing here. We're passing out hundreds of flyers. We're showing abortion victims on the street so people will know what Planned Parenthood is really all about. And we actually had a sighting of late-term abortionist Leroy Carhart, who's featured in the After Tiller documentary that glorifies these guys. Carhart is a beloved figure in the abortion movement. He is one of the foremost practitioners of late-term abortion and truly a macabre individual. We got a picture of him out in front of this abortion conference in Chicago. So we're really grateful that we had the opportunity to come out here and expose Planned Parenthood today, because otherwise no one would have known this was happening.
Sure, and what's the mood down there at the picket site?
Well, the pro-lifers are really excited to have the opportunity to be out here and holding these signs, especially since we wanted so badly to be outside this conference, but we're unable to plan anything because of the lockdown on the information. I think actually the way things fell out brought us a bigger crowd than usual. I mean, it's very late notice. We let people know on Friday to come out here. But I think because it was found out about at the last minute and there's been sort of an excitement to that story, we really got a great crowd. Middle of the day on a weekday is really really tough to get people out here. We got 30 people out here, which is outstanding for a middle of the day, last minute kind of thing. So when you show people the opportunity to speak out against Planned Parenthood, and part of the story is that in so doing, we're really foiling Planned Parenthood's efforts to keep things secret. That really inspires people.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell me about just how we can respond as listeners. Right now, I'm sure there's people riding around in their car. I'm sure there's people listening at work or whatever. What are some of those things that we can do to right now at home or riding in our car or later tonight even? How can we support pro-life efforts, especially yours at the Pro-Life Action League, and efforts like this to mobilize people on quick, short notice, as you said?
Well, if you feel like, gosh, I wish I could have been there with you guys that day, and you're driving around listening to this report, be there next time. Sign up for our emails. Go to prolifeaction.org and sign up for emails. You can also visit us at facebook.com/prolifeaction, and sign up for our email alerts and check out our Facebook events and, you know, be out there on the front line with people. Whatever it may be, though, you've got to be doing something. It's not enough. I'm sorry, but it's not enough to be pro-life and maybe put a couple of coins into a baby bottle for the pregnancy center once or twice a year and walk into the polling place every 2-4 years and vote pro-life. If you really care about these children and abortion hits you as a moral issue, if you sympathize with women who feel they're being forced into this horrible decision, who have to carry that guilt and shame around with them the rest of their lives, if the thought of these children being ripped to shreds in the millions over the years of our lives is something that bothers you, do something about it. Volunteer at a pregnancy center. Donate to a group like the Pro-Life Action League with a real sacrificial gift that'll make a difference to what we're doing. Come out with us on the front lines. Talk to your friends and neighbors. Get the resources from us that allow you to be a good disciple of the gospel of life. Do something to end this Holocaust. Pro-Life Action League is there to help. ProLifeAction.org.
Excellent. And how long are you going to be out there? Because we are live on the radio, which is a blessing right at the moment. There may be somebody who is close listening at work in downtown Chicago to our station. How long will you be out there and continuing to picket today?
We're going to be out here till at least 1 o'clock. So come on down if you've got a chance during your lunch hour. If you're listening to this right now, put down the pen and paper, turn off the computer, and come on out here for half an hour with us. Hold a sign and be a part of the protest exposing Planned Parenthood.
Eric, thank you very much for your time here on WSFI's Pro-Life Today. It has been a pleasure talking to you, and maybe we can close with the St. Michael the Archangel prayer for the conversion of abortionists just as we're talking with you now.
Absolutely.
All right, so let us pray in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray.
And thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, the power of God, cast into hell Satan, all the evil spirits, and follow up the world, seeking the ruin of souls.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Eric. This has been a pleasure talking to you. Please thank Joe for us as well for being down there with you and also helping us get this live on the air today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for the opportunity. God bless you.
All right. This has been a live break-in.
Hey, Bill.
This has
Bill,
been,
you still there?
Yes, I am, Joe. Yes, I am.
Bill, I just noticed that we've got three young women came out with hand-painted a little piece of paper saying, keep abortion legal. So we now have opposition out here in front of the Parliament House. But we're getting more people all the time. We must be up to 40 now.
Oh, wonderful.
But we do have three that support abortion and seem to be in favor of Planned Parenthood having their national convention here at the Palmer House in Chicago.
Okay, well, we will certainly pray for their conversion as well, Joe. We just ask the Holy Spirit to guide and help them realize through your public witness right now that they their hearts may be converted to one that treasures life at all stages, especially in the most vulnerable states like the womb. So we just pray for them. We pray for you, Joe. And we thank you for your continued work in this movement. We know that you are certainly a powerful force, and we just thank you so much for your work and so much for your support here on WSFI Pro-Life Today. Just so everyone understands, we're also going to be having a special Pro-Life Today episode. If this isn't special enough, we're going to have another special Pro-Life Today episode today at 3:09 p.m. right after the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Make sure you tune in, because today at 3:09 we're going to be talking about the closing of the, or Joe is going to be talking about the closing of the abortion clinic, the Albany Clinic. That is now closed. So that airs today at 3:09 p.m. right after the Divine Mercy Chaplet. So we're very looking forward to that as well, Joe. So thank you so much again for your time. We will let you get back to doing picketing, picketing and really touching those hearts and souls on the street. So thank you so much, Joe, for your time.
Okay, Bill. Appreciate being on. God bless you.
Yes, this has been an episode of Pro-Life Today live at the Monroe Street Palmer House. You've been listening to the voice of both Eric Scheidler and Joe Scheidler. We will now return you to regularly scheduled programming. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Bill Snyder.